Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Jesus alone. In Luke 12, verse 15, we find, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." I was once asked to visit our county jail and speak with a young man who had been convicted of a fairly serious crime. As I sat down at a table in the visiting room, Ben approached with a wide smile and placed his Bible on the table. It was a very touching meeting, as Ben shared from his heart. Ben told me that a year ago he had felt like he had it all, a new pickup, a boat, and a motorcycle. Ben also had a wife and two kids, and his future looked bright. Then he made some foolish decisions, because even with all of his possessions, Ben wanted even more. He committed a crime to get them. As a result, he lost his wife and family, house and vehicles. The smile on his face did not match the story Ben was relating to me. Ben shared how he had given his heart to the Lord Jesus while he was locked up in the county jail. I can still recall as Ben placed his hand on his Bible and said that the only things he could count now as his own were his Bible and a sweater back in his cell. Ben related that with Jesus in his heart, he was the richest man in the world. Ben deeply regretted his sin and offenses and what he had done to his family, but he was rejoicing in the fact that he had passed from death to eternal life and now possessed treasures which are of far more value than anything the world has to offer. It reminds me that when we come to the place that Jesus is all we have, we will find that He is all that we will ever need. Many passages in Scripture bring us to the vital truth, Jesus is all we will ever need. Like that young man in the county jail, with Jesus in our heart, we are richer than the wealthiest man in the world. It is time we start living with that truth. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today. Trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.